So Bonnie Prince Charlie's come back into the news. Who is he? Charles Edward Stuart, who was born in Italy in 1720. So he was the grandson of King James II, who was overthrown in 1688. So Charles Edward Stuart's father was known to his supporters as James III. So his supporters were called Jacobites, as in Jacobus, James in Latin. And so his father was known as the Old Pretender. Bonnie Prince Charlie, that's also Charles Edward Stuart, was known as the Young Pretender. Anyway, they were Catholics, as most people in Great Britain were Protestants. And Bonnie Prince Charlie famously returned to the United Kingdom in July 1745 to try and reclaim his throne. They were backed up by the French because France was at war against the UK at the time. So he landed at Moidart with just six men, the seven men of Moidart, but gathered thousands of Highland clansmen, quickly took control of Scotland, won the Battle of Preston Pans, marched into England, got as far south as Derby, and the British government was in absolute panic stations at that stage, desperately recalled troops from the continent, and then Bonnie Prince Charlie was persuaded to turn around and march back to Scotland because he was so heavily outnumbered, and his Highland clansmen were simply stealing cattle and going back to Scotland. For them, that was the main objective, invading England, not really putting a Jacobite back on the throne. So he was notoriously defeated at the Battle of Culloden, and then he soon dismissed his soldiers without a word of thanks or praise. And he had to dress as a woman to evade capture in Scotland before a French warship finally picked him up and brought him back to France. He lived out the rest of his days in Italy when he was expelled from France pursuant to the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle, which ended the War of Austrian Succession. So he was married, had no children with his wife. He had one child with his mistress, Maria Walkinshaw, but he was a very bad father and abandoned them. Died a sad, dejected, alcoholic old man just before the French Revolution. But he could scarcely speak English, communicated with his officers in French. His English was so poor, he couldn't even spell his father's name, James. He spelt it Gems, G-E-M-S. Anyway, he's buried in Rome beside his younger brother, Henry, who became a cardinal and was starred by some King Henry IX. But Charles Edward Stuart, he's back in the news these days because they've got his death mask and they've produced a likeness of his face. They've retro-dated it to when he was aged 25, to when he landed in Great Britain as part of that 1745 Jacobite rebellion. So a very good idea what he looked like with his blotchy skin. That is Charles Edward Stuart, commonly called Bonnie Prince Charlie.